This is the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Episode 108 Biography of Ed Case, the Representative from Hawaii. General Information. Ed Case, born on September 27, 1952, in Hilo, Hawaii, is a prominent figure in American politics, known for his service as a U.S. Representative from Hawaii. He has represented Hawaii's 1st Congressional District, which covers urban Honolulu and several rural areas on the island of Oahu. Case is recognized for his moderate political stance, often bridging the gap between Democrats and Republicans on various issues. Early life and education. Ed Case was born into a family with a strong tradition of public service. His father, James H.S. Case, was a prominent attorney and his mother, Yvonne, was involved in community activities. He spent his early years in Hilo before moving to Honolulu for high school. Case attended Punahou School, one of Hawaii's most prestigious private schools, where he was active in student government and sports. After graduating, he pursued higher education at Williams College in Massachusetts, earning a Bachelor of Arts degree in psychology in 1975. His interest in law led him to the University of California, Hastings College of the Law, where he received his Juris Doctor degree in 1981. Early career. Following his legal education, Case returned to Hawaii to practice law. He worked at the law firm of Carl Smith Ball, where he specialized in real estate, business, and government law. His legal career provided him with a deep understanding of the complexities of land use and development in Hawaii, which would later influence his political career. In 1985, Case was appointed by Governor George Ariyoshi to the Hawaii Housing Authority, where he served until 1987. This role introduced him to public policy and governance, setting the stage for his future political endeavors. He also served as a special assistant to the state attorney general, further honing his skills in public administration. Election history. Ed Case's political career began in earnest when he was elected to the Hawaii State House of Representatives in 1994, representing a district in Honolulu. He served there until 2002, during which time he was known for his bipartisan approach and his focus on education, housing, and economic development. In 2002, Case made a significant leap by running for the U.S. House of Representatives in a special election following the death of Patsy Mink. He won the election, defeating Republican opponent Bob McDermott, and served the remainder of Mink's term. However, in the general election later that year, he lost to Democrat Colleen Hanabusa in a closely contested primary. Case returned to Congress in 2018 after defeating incumbent Colleen Hanabusa in the Democratic primary and then winning the general election. His campaign focused on bringing new leadership and addressing issues like climate change, healthcare, and economic inequality. Political stances. Ed Case is known for his centrist views, often advocating for pragmatic solutions over ideological purity. He supports comprehensive immigration reform, emphasizing both border security and a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants. On healthcare, Case has pushed for improvements to the Affordable Care Act rather than its repeal or replacement, focusing on cost reduction and broader access. Environmentally, Case has been a proponent of sustainable development and has worked on legislation to protect Hawaii's natural resources. He has been particularly vocal about the need for action on climate change, advocating for renewable energy initiatives and conservation efforts. In terms of economic policy, Case supports policies that foster job creation and economic growth while ensuring that the benefits are widely shared. He has backed infrastructure projects, education funding, and small business support as key drivers of economic stability and growth. On national security, Case has a nuanced view, supporting a strong defense but also advocating for diplomacy and international cooperation. He has been critical of military overreach but supports a robust military presence in the Pacific, given Hawaii's strategic location. Case's approach to governance is characterized by his willingness to work across the aisle, often citing the need for compromise to achieve legislative success. His tenure in Congress has been marked by efforts to reduce partisan gridlock and to find common ground on issues like budget negotiations, veterans affairs, and disaster relief. Ed Case, the representative for Hawaii's 1st Congressional District, has garnered significant support from his constituents for several compelling reasons. One of the primary reasons is his deep-rooted connection to the community. Having been born and raised in Hawaii, Case understands the unique cultural, economic, and environmental issues that affect the islands. His personal history in the state allows him to represent the interests of his constituents with authenticity and insight. Another key factor in Case's support is his legislative focus on critical issues like climate change and environmental protection. Hawaii, being an island state, faces unique challenges with rising sea levels, coral reef degradation, and other climate-related issues. Case has been vocal and proactive in advocating for policies that address these concerns, pushing for sustainable practices and renewable energy initiatives. His efforts in these areas resonate well with a population that values the natural beauty and ecological health of their home. Case's approach to governance also plays a significant role in his popularity. He is known for his bipartisan efforts, often reaching across the aisle to find common ground on legislation. This approach not only helps in passing bills but also reflects a pragmatic and inclusive style of politics that many in Hawaii appreciate, especially in a time when political polarization is rampant. His ability to work with both Democrats and Republicans demonstrates a commitment to progress over partisanship. Furthermore, Representative Case has been a strong advocate for Native Hawaiian rights and issues. He supports initiatives that preserve and promote Native Hawaiian culture, language, and land rights. This advocacy is crucial in a state where Native Hawaiian issues are not just historical but very much part of the current socio-political landscape. His support for these causes has earned him respect and loyalty from many Native Hawaiian groups and individuals. Economic development tailored to Hawaii's needs is another area where Case has shown leadership. He has worked on legislation to support local businesses, particularly those in tourism, agriculture, and technology sectors, which are vital for Hawaii's economy. By focusing on sustainable economic growth, he ensures that development benefits the local community without compromising the state's natural resources. This balance is critical in a state where the economy is heavily dependent on its environment. Lastly, Case's personal engagement with his constituents through town halls, community meetings, and direct communication channels has built a strong rapport. He makes himself accessible, which is a refreshing change in an era where many politicians seem distant from the people they represent. His visibility and responsiveness to constituent concerns make him a trusted figure in Hawaii's political scene. People feel heard and represented, which is fundamental in fostering political support. In conclusion, Ed Case's support in Hawaii stems from his local roots, his focus on environmental and cultural preservation, his bipartisan legislative approach, his advocacy for Native Hawaiian rights, his efforts in economic development, and his personal engagement with the community. These elements combine to make him a representative who not only understands but actively works towards the betterment of Hawaii and its people. One of the primary reasons people do not support Representative Ed Case from Hawaii's 1st Congressional District is his perceived lack of connection with local issues. Many constituents feel that Case, despite his long history in politics, does not adequately address or understand the unique challenges faced by Native Hawaiian communities, particularly concerning land rights, cultural preservation, and economic disparities. This disconnect has led to a sense of alienation among voters who believe their representative should be more attuned to the cultural and social fabric of Hawaii. Another significant point of contention is Case's stance on environmental issues. Hawaii, being an island state, faces unique environmental challenges, including climate change impacts like sea level rise, coral reef degradation, and water scarcity. Critics argue that Case has not been aggressive enough in pushing for policies that would protect Hawaii's natural resources. His support for certain development projects over conservation efforts has been seen as a betrayal by environmental groups and locals who prioritize sustainability and the health of their environment. Ed Case's political decisions have also drawn criticism for what some perceive as a lack of consistency. His voting record shows a mix of bipartisan and party-line votes, which has confused and frustrated voters looking for a clear ideological stance. This inconsistency makes it difficult for constituents to predict where he stands on emerging issues, leading to a lack of trust in his ability to represent their interests effectively. His flip-flopping on key issues like healthcare reform and military spending has been particularly noted by his detractors. Furthermore, Case's approach to economic development has been a point of contention. While he advocates for economic growth, his methods and the projects he supports often favor large corporations over small businesses and local entrepreneurs. This has led to accusations of favoring big business at the expense of local economies, which are crucial for maintaining the cultural and economic diversity of Hawaii. His support for tourism-driven development, which many locals argue does not benefit the community as much as it should, has further alienated those who see tourism as a double-edged sword. Lastly, there's a sentiment among some voters that Case is more focused on his political career than on serving his constituents. His previous runs for higher office, including a bid for the U.S. Senate, have led to perceptions that he uses his position in the House as a stepping stone rather than a commitment to serve the district. This ambition, while not uncommon in politics, has been criticized as a sign of misplaced priorities, especially when local issues require undivided attention. His engagement with national politics over local governance has left many feeling that their immediate concerns are being sidelined. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.